remembering to keep the practice simple. And remembering that relaxing the body and mind supports that. And the simplicity of receiving experience, just receiving what's available. What's available with your breath, what's available with your body sensations. Trusting the Dharma. Opening to this human experience, the lived experience. Trust, we could say, is a kind of a relationship to experience, as allowing, we're inclining towards these relationships to open to trust, to allow what's here. And yet sometimes it feels like we're not able to trust or allow. It can feel like there's a struggle in the practice. And if it has that quality, if it feels like there's some kind of a struggle going on, there may be some relationship to experience that is not clearly being seen, not clearly being recognized. There may be relationships to experience that are connected to what's happening in the present moment. An unpleasant sensation, for instance, producing or creating a kind of a resistance to being with that experience or being with experience more generally. Those kinds of relationships are some of the easier ones to recognize. There are also what we might call habitual attitudes or relationships that come from our orientation, our conditioning. Habits of orienting towards control or leaning in to something, getting something pleasant. These can be a little bit more hidden from us at times, these habitual kinds of relationships. And then there can be relationships based on ideas we have about the practice, the meditation. What we think should be happening, our agenda for what we want to be paying attention to. Our ideas or beliefs about what good practice looks like. The more experienced we get in meditation, it feels to me like this level of relationship is where a lot of our struggle comes in. And can be the place where it's hard to trust, hard to allow. And yet we can, through opening to, especially if it feels like there's a little bit of struggle happening, or a lot of struggle happening, some tension around the practice, it can be useful to kind of almost take a step back and be curious, well, what else is happening here? What kind of relationship may be contributing to that struggle? That tension. When these relationships are kind of operating in the back of our mind, behind the scenes, not consciously, clearly seen, they can be a participant in the construction of that tension. when they are seen, there's more of a possibility when we can recognize them, sometimes through just a simple recognition. Oh, there's struggle. Well, what's the relationship to what's happening here? Is there some relationship about something happening right now? Is there a kind of a habitual tendency of my mind, that's being activated? Or is there some idea or belief about the meditation itself? When these relationships can come into our conscious awareness, when clearly comprehend, oh, believing the meditation should be this way is what's happening, there's an opportunity for the mind to then just receive, allow that, and that then becomes something that awareness knows as an arising experience in the present moment. It has less opportunity to be guiding or aiming the practice in a particular way when it's clearly seen. And so just continuing your practice, simple, relaxed, receptive. Opening to the possibility of trust and allowing. And perhaps from time to time, especially if there's some kind of a struggle or tension in the practice, being curious about the relationship. Relationship to experience and the relationship, ideas, beliefs perhaps about the meditation itself.